Good morning. It's a dry start to the day throughout most of eastern New York and New England, with an overall dampness still in the air and a mugginess from overnight. Many places starting out in the high 50s and lower 60s again today. We'll have some more hints of sunshine today and breaks in the clouds, although we do run the risk at a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will make their way up into the middle and high 70s on average. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It'll be mild and muggy again with some fog in the lower 60s. The weather pattern for the rest of the work week will feature some sunshine mixed with clouds, but we still run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with some upper-level energy drifting through from the mid-Atlantic to the north. High temperatures, though, will be very spring-like and in the lower 80s. As we hit the holiday weekend, a front will head our way from the west, bringing us a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Saturday in the lower 80s. Mainly dry, though, on Sunday and Monday. We do run the risk at a passing shower or storm, still with a little bit of energy left in the atmosphere, but generally dry through Monday with highs in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central plains and upper Midwest, and also a slight risk of severe storms across portions of the Carolinas. Strong vertical shear will combine with a very cool pool of air aloft and moderate buoyancy across the southeastern part of Nebraska and northern Kansas to support supercells capable of large hail. A tornado or two will be possible as well. Another cool mid-level pocket of air will overspread the Carolinas today in association with a persistent slow-moving upper low. Coupled with locally strong heating, a modest shear environment will be favorable for the development and sustenance of multicells capable of severe hail and locally damaging winds. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shimoshima Island in Japan at 10:07 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Sanandaj, Iran at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 18 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably bountiful Valverde, Utah. The 91-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2006 by 7 degrees. There were 5 daily record lows at Buffalo, Missouri. It was 39 degrees, and this is 3 degrees colder than the old record set in 2003. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, drizzle and fog at 45 degrees with a northwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 63 degrees, the dew point 63, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and a steady barometer at 29.88 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy, scattered showers in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the middle 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 63, the average temperature 68, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.2 of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany. For the month now, 4.52 inches, which is 2.06 inches above normal. And for the season, 12.29 inches of precipitation, which is 1.34 inches below normal. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 9, that's 2 below normal. And 17 for the season, which is 2 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees. The average low, 49. The record high 93 set in 1964, and the record low 36 in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower, a thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, some fog with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered shower or thunderstorm both days with highs in the lower 80s. Partly sunny, scattered shower or thunderstorm Saturday in the lower 80s. It looks mainly dry on Sunday, partly sunny, lower to mid 80s, and a scattered shower or thunderstorm Memorial Day and on Tuesday with highs again in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.